Today we're talking LinkedIn, the platform that most local business owners have heard of, signed up to, and then completely forgotten about. Joining 1015 is Nick Steiner, president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce and founder of the Mini Farm Project. Nick's going to share why LinkedIn might be the most underused tool in your business right now and what to do about it. Nick, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. So for business owners who aren't on LinkedIn yet, what are they actually missing out on?
I think LinkedIn is a perfect opportunity to promote who you are, what you do, and have another avenue for sales in your business. With my work with the Mini Farm Project, BNI, and the Chamber, I speak to a lot of people about LinkedIn, and only 25% of them have it or use it. And there is a lot of people missing out on the opportunity for connection, for promoting what you do, and also using it as your own resume or documentation of your work and your projects.
Okay. I know when I was in the business world, I was a member of LinkedIn, but I did not use it properly. So how's LinkedIn different from Facebook or Instagram for a local business?
Well, look, LinkedIn is definitely the Facebook for business, and you have your profile, your business has its profile, you put your details on there and you post what you do. The best thing about it is it builds your level of credibility, it's front of mind, it's B2B and it's B2C because it's more of a professional platform. It's not like, hi, I've done this. It's, here's our new product, this is what we can do for you, check out what we're doing, come and visit us. And it opens the door a little bit more to make personal connections on that platform than it is just basically an advertisement that they see. It also allows people in your connections to see what you're doing and stay front of mind. And that's the most important thing. Back in 2020, Gary Vee was talking about you have to post 10 times a day per platform to get seen. Now he's saying 15 to 25 times per day per platform. So our attention span has become shorter. We're being bombarded with a lot of stuff. So if you're not in front of mind, when people need to buy something, they're going to go with somebody else that is front of mind. And I think LinkedIn is definitely the platform that you need to be on.
That makes a lot of sense. So what's the one thing a Caboolture business owner should do on LinkedIn this week to get started?
Well, first of all, get a LinkedIn account. Second, get your business onto its own LinkedIn page. Then set your account up and your page up to link to each other and then start promoting your products and services. Do videos, do stills, put all your links in, put your employment history into your own personal profile and build that credibility stake. If you meet anybody in networking events, start doing little videos going, hey, this is where I've been, this is what I've done. If you meet any politicians and handshake babies and things like that, put that on LinkedIn because people see that sort of stuff as well.
Great advice. Does LinkedIn work for trade businesses and local services, or is it just for corporate types?
No, look, it works for anyone who has a business, trades especially, because there's a lot of customers on the B2B platform that are looking for their own services. So if they see you in their networks, they'll probably most likely go towards you. So I use it for everything in the charity. I use it for everything in my BNI, and I use everything for Chamber. Whenever I go to a networking meeting, I'll give everyone's details and I'll plug it straight into my LinkedIn profile. So I've got those connections straight away. I can message within the app. I can also post and link in people as well. So they know what I'm doing and then I'm front of mind for them.
Very efficient. So what's a realistic result a small business could expect from being active on LinkedIn?
Look, it comes back down to front of mind. It comes back to sales. It's another sales avenue. And yes, it is another platform and you've got to do the work. And I hear a lot of people bemoan that, oh, I've got to do something else. Well, it's the reality of the day. We've got a number of platforms. LinkedIn is an important one. It's for your business connections. It's for your local community. It's for your councils and members of parliament. They will see what you're doing. And it's important to be on there, to be seen.
Thank you so much. That's great advice. So that's LinkedIn. So what events have you got coming up?
Look, we've got a really exciting one coming up. On May 26th, we have a collaboration between three chambers, ours, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, Pine Rivers and North Lakes Chambers of Commerce is coming together to help Dominic Lamb in the Champions in Business on May 26th. That's a Tuesday from 12 to 2. And we've got some exciting guest speakers in relation to that. This is all about the Olympics. So if you want your business to be positioned well for the Olympics, yes, it's still about 6 years away. It's not 3 weeks. It's actually 6 months before then. And it's a whole heap of time after that time that your business can position itself with acquisitions, grants, applications, and getting your products seen in this time. So we'll be talking about that in a live Q&A with Dominic Lamb, who heads up one of the committees. And there'll also be a number of Olympic champions who've been to other Olympic events to give you a bit of an idea about what happens and the lead up to those. So we've got Anna Mears, who's OAM. She's an Olympic champion. We've got Brendan Hall, who's a Paralympian. Kate Campbell, OAM, Olympic champion. And also Nicole Duig, who's the CEO of RDA in Brisbane. She'll be coming up and saying a few things. So if you're in business and you want to know more about the Olympics, this is the event to be in. So it's $80 for non-members. It's $60 for chamber members. And you can book through the Pine Rivers Chamber, North Lakes Chamber, or Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce Facebook pages and look for Champions in Business Post.
Fantastic. So before we go, is there anything else you'd like to add, Nick?
Oh, look, we've got some exciting news for Mini Farm Project. Any alcohol drinkers out there? We've actually just released a coffee liqueur with a distiller. So we've partnered now with another business to create a commercial product. Each bottle that we sell, we get $10 for it. If we sell 100,000 bottles Australia-wide, because they're doing a national launch, we can fund a 10-acre farm for 3 years to grow over 500,000 meals and train over 200 disengaged kids. So instead of coming and going, hey, I went for charity, would you like to make a donation? Everyone's like, ugh, really? They can actually now buy a coffee liqueur and they can actually enjoy that at home and enjoy every sip that actually feeds people in need, which is actually a really exciting development. So that's actually out now and you can find more details on mfp.org.au or visit darkacre.com.au.
Wow. Well, I'll be lined up for that. Thank you so much for your time today, Nick. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Nick Steiner, president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce and founder of the Mini Farm Project, sharing some fantastic insights on making LinkedIn work for your local business. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today. Really practical stuff that our listeners can act on right now. Stay up to date with local chamber events, news and small business advice on 1015fm.com.au.